Hello, Nerdy Legion. Hopefully this doesn't sound any different because I am working with some new gear today, but it's kind of just the testing phase for the new gear, so it should sound just like normal. If it doesn't, my apologies, but just had to preface it with that. Going into today, we have a relatively short episode, multiple reasons factored into that, not necessarily because I put less research into the work, but because the last episode went up a little late, so that then makes this episode a little anemic. So, all of that being said, thank you very much, nerds. Let's talk about the news. Let's talk TV. I told you I was going to stop doing it, and then I did it anyway, so I apologize. But TV streaming, we have a bunch of follow-ups and a couple of pieces of news. So first up in follow-ups, we have that Raised by Wolves series. I feel like I said it was a movie. It's definitely a series on HBO Max. The first episode is streaming for free on YouTube. Go watch it. I have yet to watch it, so I can't say if it's great, but it has great potential. So there's that. Next, we're talking about Obi-Wan and a recent interview with Ewan McGregor on Entertainment Tonight. Ewan McGregor said that the series is only going to be a single season, he thinks. So there is still apparently room that they could expand it past season one, but I feel like that would get very expensive for them, so they might not end up doing it. It really depends on how amazing it turns out to be, if it turns out to be amazing at all. So next in follow-ups, we have The Boys. There is a short posted over on YouTube that is a 5-minute short video, short episode, short movie, I don't know. There's a 5-minute piece over on YouTube about what Billy Butcher was doing during the lead up to this new season, as well as during that first episode, because no real spoiler alert here, but he's not really featured very heavily in the first two episodes even. So if you want to know what Billy was doing, you can go over to the YouTube, check that out. Also, with the announcement of this, we have learned that it is not going to be a couple of episodes every Friday. It's going to be a singular episode every Friday. So the fact that we got 3 episodes off the jump is kind of unique, and the rest of the season will be a single episode every Friday. That is all we've got there. And then real quick follow-up on Reno 911. They have been renewed for a second season. I know they've been running for much longer than that, but on Quibi, they are getting their second season. So I haven't watched the first season on Quibi. If any of you have, because I don't have Quibi, I have very little interest in Quibi for whatever reason. I know it looks like there's some good stuff on there. I'm going to stop rambling. But if any of you have suggestions of stuff to watch on Quibi, I would be very interested, because I'm kind of curious to see a couple of things, but I don't have that much motivation, I'm not going to lie. But that is all we have on the follow-ups. Sorry, rambling. Next, we were talking about the actual news in this section, and first on that list is RoboCop. So Ed Neumeier, who was the writer for the original movie as well as the 2014 remake, has made it known that he is working on a pilot episode for a new series in the same universe. It is going to be based on the same characters, but it is not going to have RoboCop in it, which is a very strange thing. So it's going to be a RoboCop series without RoboCop. I don't know if they're going to be able to sell it, but it's in the works. And so hopefully somebody picks up this pilot so we can at least get our curiosity satisfied. And then our next and only other piece is Daleks. Somebody tell me how to pronounce this freaking word, please, because I don't watch Doctor Who. My girlfriend loves Doctor Who, but I just don't. It's not that I don't love it. I've just never watched it. So I apologize to all the nerds who are Doctor Who fans. I know there are many, many, many of you. Anyway, I'm rambling. So we are getting a new spin-off series, and this spin-off series is a CG animated series based on the Daleks. Again, I'm pretty sure I'm saying that right. It is only going to be a single season. It is very interesting, the premise of making a series based on the number one villain, from what I can gather from Doctor Who. The number one villain for Doctor Who is getting an animated series. Again, sounds like it's only going to be one season. I'm repeating myself. We're moving on. So let's talk movies. And in movies, we only have follow-ups. There is nothing new in movies. First up is Army of the Dead, the new Zack Snyder film, the zombie Zack Snyder film. So maybe it's going to be great, because Zack Snyder can do good work, just not always with superheroes. And though we are going to find out the 100% truth of that with the Snyder Cut. Anyway, rambling again. So the Army of the Dead show that or Army of the Dead movie is getting a prequel, not just a prequel series over on Netflix, but it is also getting a prequel movie over on Netflix, all in the form of animation. So Netflix is really doubling down on a lot of their franchises, and it seems like they're doing it even before they launch the first portion, which would be the movie for Army of the Dead. So very interested to see what comes out of that. We also know that for the animated series, Snyder is going to be directing at least two of the episodes. So there's that. And then our only other piece in movies is another follow-up, like I said, and that is Scream 5. We have 100% confirmation that Neve Campbell, look at me not knowing names, Neve Campbell has signed on to do the movie, so she will be in Scream 5, and the trifecta is complete, as it were. So that is what we have for movies. Let's talk rumors. We have three rumors. We're going to get to them real quick. First up, we have more potential movie delays for movies that have already kind of seen a solid release date set. So it's going to be like a chain reaction. Starting with Warner Brothers, Wonder Woman 1984. Wonder Woman is set to release in October, right about the same time that the rest of the movie theaters across America are set to reopen. So, with Tenet being a Christopher Nolan movie, it sounds like Warner Brothers might be pushing back Wonder Woman in order to let Tenet have the room to breathe that it needs to make them money, because right now it's not doing that. It's not for a lack of people going to the theater necessarily, it's partially due to a lack of theaters being open. That will then set back the Bond movie, which will then set back the Dune movie into 2021, which changes everything for the schedule for the rest of the year. So hopefully this doesn't come true, but as far as likelihood that it might... Oh, wait, there's still two other ones, because there's a couple of different sources reporting on this for different movies. So the other movies that are likely or potentially going to be set back again is Spider-Man 3 and Venom 2 for Sony. That changes a lot for Disney Marvel. There's a lot of potential issues there as well. So for the first half of this, for the Warner Brothers stuff, I honestly feel like this is like a 50-50 chance. Like, there is a strong possibility this is going to happen. As for the Spider-Man stuff, because it is so far out and because it's so connected to Sony, I really feel like this is going to be less likely, about 25% for Spider-Man and Venom 2. And then our next piece is Flashpoint. We have a rumor that Gal Gadot has signed a contract that she is going to make a cameo appearance in the Flashpoint movie, because they're really trying to double down for this thing. Considering the source for this one, I feel like it is less than likely. There were a couple of other sources that were also reporting on this, but I feel like they're kind of reporting on the report. So likelihood for this one, I'm going 25% again, just because the source is less than solid. And then our last piece of rumors is G.I. Joe X Transformers. The G.I. Joe versus Transformers movie that we thought had been tabled indefinitely is now rumored to be moving forward. It sounds like this is due to the fact that the Snake Eyes production is moving along well, potentially. And if that's the case, and Bumblebee did moderately well for them as well, so like combine the two, and they think they're going to make a whole bunch of money. I think they're not exactly wrong. But I just don't know how much I believe this rumor. I'm giving this one about a 30% likelihood that it is legitimate at this point in time. That is what we have for the rumor mill, guys. So thank you very much. And that does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then jump over to nerdylegion.com to find out all of the other podcasts we offer on the subject, and subscribe to any and all of them that you wish, because, you know, there's awesome stuff going on over at Nerdy Legion. So, or if you want to go deeper into the news with me, Generally Nerdy, then you can do that on my YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thank you for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time.